You're listening to Fan the Maniacs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the show. Before we get started, just have a quick announcement I'd like to make. I would like to thank some of the people that have been mailing us feedback. I especially want to thank Logan from Heroic Cthulhu, who gave us some suggestions on how to improve our audio.
Thank you, Logan.
Anyway, Brittany, you want to make any announcements?
Well, actually, yes. You all know that I'm a big Naruto fan, of course.
Really?
And
I didn't know.
No. So anyway, you all know the new game's coming out, right? Naruto Clash of Ninja Revolution.
For the Wii.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And these are all the characters, I think, that are on Naruto Clash of...
Well, you did a little bit of research, I know, and these are based on videos that you've seen and website forums that you've read?
Yeah, like on YouTube. Yeah, okay. YouTube.
Let me hear. I'd definitely like to hear what some of the characters... And now, is this... Now, these are just speculative? We're not really sure if this is accurate or not? Did this come from Nintendo, or this just came from forums and from videos that you've seen?
Well, actually, this came from the videos I've seen, because on YouTube, I saw this one video that was showing all the characters, and there's this one question mark that I didn't know which character that would be.
It's probably going to be like Smash Brothers, where you have to unlock certain characters, right?
Yeah, you have to unlock all the characters.
Okay.
And I think there's a story mode, too.
Wow, wonder what they're doing on the story mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably doing the whole scene.
Anyway, I'm really dying to know what characters have you found out are going to be in the game.
Okay. These are all the characters. I just found 23 so far, so...
Now, we haven't gotten the game. The game is actually out right now. We just haven't gotten a chance to pick it up yet. We've been really, really busy. I've been doing a lot of promotions for the show. Also, we recently bought a house back in April, so we've been doing a lot of work around the house. So
we're waiting for Christmas. Alright, so anyway, here's the characters. Naruto, Sasuke, Tenten, Gai-sensei, Kakashi-sensei, Sakura...
I'm glad Gai-sensei's in there.
Of course.
Actually, I've seen the videos of Gai-sensei. It's pretty hysterical. I'm sorry for interrupting, but we'll talk about that after you're done with the list.
Okay. Well, we can talk about all the characters, too.
Okay.
So, okay, so where was I? Gai-sensei, Kakashi-sensei, Sakura, Hinata, Ino, Shino, Shikamaru, Neji, Lee, Tsunade, Jiraiya, Itachi, Gaara, Tamari, Kankuro, Kisame, Orochimaru, Haku, Zabuza, and the fourth Hokage, and that's all I know so far.
Wow, I think it's really cool that Zabuza and Haku are in the game. That's actually kind of cool.
It's like we're fighting with dead guys.
Are they going to be zombies?
Probably.
Now, Rock Lee, you know, is like one of my favorites. I'm glad Rock Lee is going to be in the game.
Yeah. I really want to do that move,
The Lotus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Primary
Which,
Lotus.
Yeah, this guy, I assume Gai-sensei also does that move.
Of course, he's the one who showed him that. And I heard Neji and Tenten couldn't master it.
Really?
Yeah, only Lee could. And Gai-sensei.
Yeah.
And you know that already?
Now, I wonder if this, is there any way of cloning that technique, or you can't because it's Taijutsu,
actually,
right?
Actually, you know, well, actually, Sasuke came up with a copy of Lee's move.
Yeah.
But he's like, wait a second, that's my move.
So anyway, you were saying,
Sasuke does, like, a copy of Lee's move, and he's like, hey, that's my move. But he calls it,
So with the Sharingan, he was able to copy that move.
Yeah, when
Oh, actually, yeah, I saw that. That was during the Junin exams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did Naruto do his own version of it also?
Yeah, Uzumaki Mirage.
The Uzumaki Mirage.
Naruto.
But he did one. Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Naruto. Uzumaki Mirage. I can't do it.
That was really cool. So anyway, since we're on the topic of Naruto, do you want to give us just a quick summary of the last episode that you saw without giving anything away? I mean, you told me one earlier. Can you just repeat
actually,
what you're
telling
still, me?
Actually, they're still chasing Sasuke, and Choji had to stay back, like, be left behind for, to fight this one fat guy. And there are, like, two fat guys fighting each other. So it's really funny. And then he has these three pills. There's a green pill, a yellow pill, and a red pill, and they're all, like, food things.
Now,
so,
who has the pills?
Choji, and they're, like, very powerful. And if you eat the red pill, you die, supposedly.
So why does he have a red pill?
Yeah. It's, like, it gives you, like, so much chakra.
Yeah.
It's not even funny. And he can lift, like, dozens of weight. And he, like, can grow huge and crush the guy. And the guy just, like, transformed into, well, with the curse mark thing. And transformed into monster thing. I don't know what they're called, so. And anyway, He lifts Choji up and throws him. And then afterwards, he defeats him. And Choji supposedly is supposed to, like, dies, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not really sure if he dies. He's a main character. He can't die. So, then the next person that gets left back is Neji. That fights a spider dude. That, like, spits spider webs at people.
Oh, you mean it's like a human? Like, spider?
Yeah, he has, like...
Part spider, part human?
Yeah, he has eight feet, or yeah. Arms, and he just, like, and he spits, like...
That actually almost reminds me of, there used to be an old Dungeons & Dragons module called Queen of the Demon Web Pits.
Yeah.
Basically was this evil goddess Loth, who was the goddess of the drow, who are the dark elves. Well, she was, like, a spider, and she used to have these other monsters, I'm not really sure what they are, but they were humanoid spiders. They had, like... the torso of humans, and then of a human, and then they had, like, their lower torso was all spiders. It was actually, they were pretty cool. They were pretty tough to beat, too.
Yeah, well, that also reminded me of Spider-Man. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second, is that guy supposed to be, like, Spider-Man? Evil Spider-Man or something?
Yeah.
So, anyway, what else do you want to talk about?
Nothing. Anyway, what episode is that you're up to on Naruto right now? Just so.
Well, actually, there's
of the English dubbed.
Well, I just seen 114 and 115
of the English dubbed.
Yeah, and next Saturday, I mean, like this Saturday coming up is 16 and 17, 116 and 117 English dubbed.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Britt.
You're welcome.
I've been actually looking to start a new Dungeons & Dragons campaign, but what I want to do, and actually Brittany has never played D&D before, so
nope.
Brittany definitely wants to be in that campaign. What I want to do is I actually wanted to do something a little bit more old school. And what I mean by old school is I want to go back to the old original versions of the D&D game. I even want to go before Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. I'm talking like the original White Box. I'm talking about the Red and Blue Book, Errol Otis covered books of the Dungeons & Dragons rules, for anybody who's familiar with that genre. And do something with a little bit of an upgraded D20 system. I actually was working on something with the last few years that I've been calling D&D Old School RPG, but before getting started, I decided to look online to see if anything was available online, or if anybody has done anything similar, and I found that there actually was a lot of people who have done something very similar.
Really?
Yeah, there was like a lot of people that thought of the idea of taking the original D&D rules and mixing it with some of the open source D20 material. One of the best ones I found is Basic Fantasy Role Playing by a guy named Chris Gonerman. I actually shot Chris an email, and he actually was nice enough to respond back to me.
Awesome.
And
that's cool, you know him.
Yeah, I just shot him an email and just told him how much I really like what he's done. I'm actually going to have a link in the show notes for anybody who's interested in gaming old school. If anybody who knows me, any of my friends, whatever, would know that I'm really big into the vintage RPG games, and I'm really big into old school gaming.
I am.
Yeah. I mean, I actually got my kids into a lot of the old school games, and one thing I like about a lot of the old school games is a lot of them are very easy to teach kids.
Yep.
Or people that are just getting into gaming.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, here's a quick description of the Basic Fantasy role-playing game. The Basic Fantasy, and this is actually from their website, the Basic Fantasy role-playing game is a rules-light system based on the D20 SRD version 3.5. but heavily rewritten with inspiration from the earlier RPG game systems. It is suitable for those who are fans of old-school game mechanics, and it's simple enough for children in perhaps second or third grade to play, yet still have enough depth for adults as well. Like I said, many years ago I started a similar project called D&D Old School Style, but when I found this website, and I downloaded the rules. The rules are actually free. The PDF is free to download. And the thing that kind of blew me away about the PDF was the quality of the PDF. Chris went out of his way to really kind of capture that old school feel. And anybody who has been around during the 1980s, who have bought one of those original D&D rule books, when you pick up and when you start reading this book, whether it's the PDF or you can also order a printed version of the rules through Lulu.com, I'll have a link to that also in the show notes.
Lulu.com.
I think the softcover book is something like $7.95. I mean, it's just for me to print out the PDF, to get plastic covers for it and to bind it, I think it's probably going to cost me more than $7. I think most binders now are worth about $10 for a decent binder. So, I mean, it's really worth it. I already did actually print the PDF out, but I definitely plan on actually buying a softcover, maybe even a hardcover book in the future. Anyway, not only were the rules exceptional, the artist that he had to do the artwork for the book really captured the feel of the old school of the original game system. Really reminiscent of Jeff T, very reminiscent of Errol Otis, and some of the other artists that worked on those original editions of the rules. I really felt like that I was going, I almost felt like I was reading one of the old editions of the rules. And a really nice addition is the D20 system, which really kind of makes things a lot simpler, especially when you're teaching kids.
So how many pages of rules are there? I saw like a lot of rules.
I know it's, you know, it's up there. I know it's like something, it might be like 140, 120 something. I'm really not sure the exact length of the rules.
Whoa.
But I'll probably have that information in my show notes as well.
That is long.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's definitely going to be probably our next campaign. Speaking of free role-playing stuff on the internet, another really cool thing I found for MMO fans. MMO is a little, it's sometimes a little curse word among tabletop RPG gamers. But, you know, I mean, I play a lot of MMOs. I play MMOs with my kids. Most of the MMOs I play are free MMOs. The one that I found that I seem to like the most is Fly for Fun, which is one we're playing right now. I've been playing with both of the kids. Brittany just recently got a new computer, so, you know, it's really easy for us to both game at the same time. Okay, quick description of FLIF. FLIF stands for Fly for Fun. It's by a company called ANSOFT. I'm sorry if I'm not saying that correctly. A Korean company. It's a free MMO. It has a free-form flying system, which starts at 20th level, which we haven't reached yet. I'm at 17th, and I think Brittany is at 9th?
Yeah. I'm at 9. Almost
The
10.
Characters have 120 levels. One thing I like a lot about it is the soundtrack. It has a great soundtrack. The battle songs are really, really cool. You really kind of gets you into the mood of combat.
Yeah.
The world is huge. I don't have a spellcaster, but I've seen a lot of the spells cast by other spellcasters. Like a lot of MMOs, you can team up. You could form a party that you can share experience points with and take on stronger and more powerful monsters. And it's really great when you have like an assist or a magician in your group.
Yeah.
Assists are kind of like the clerics that can cast healing spells.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, and the magicians cast all the other spells.
And you can have a pet, too. That's pretty cool. They, like, fight alongside with you.
Yeah, pets look really cool. I haven't figured out yet how to get a pet, but some of those actually look
really cool.
Well,
actually, somebody told me on the game that they drop for monsters.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like Pokemon. You find them in, like, little balls.
I know, right? I mean,
that'd be funny.
Wait a second. How did they even fit in the ball? What did they get, like, suffocated there?
I don't know.
That would be fun.
Anyway, the world seems really huge. We've only seen a fraction of the world, but I've seen videos where people are on there flying, either a flying broom or flying board, and they're actually just going through the world, and the world is just, I mean, it's just huge.
You know
how, and some of the scenery is just really breathtaking.
You know how in some games there's, like, glitches and you go through stuff?
Yeah.
And something like that? Well, this guy on a broomstick flew right through me. I was like, ah! And sometimes you, like, when you die, you transport back to the nearest town, and there's like some guy standing like right where you are, and you're like, oh, we're defused or something.
Yeah, one thing I like kind of like about the game is that when you die, you do start back in the next town. You don't lose anything. Not like World of Warcraft, where when you die, you basically have to find your, you have to go right back to your body, and you're running around as a ghost.
Oh my god.
Yeah, really? it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, when you die, you're like just laying there, and if you click the talking thing, the chatting thing, before you die, you get to talk while you're dead. You're like, help me, somebody.
If you're dying, you don't click the button to go back to the next town. They usually give you a choice of either going back to one or two towns or wherever you're closest to.
Sometimes you can talk.
You know, you can actually talk while you're dead. So you can say, help me, and everything, and it's actually kind of funny.
Help me.
All right.
Well, wait, there's another glitch where there's, like, one wolf thing. I forgot what they're called, but they're, like, evil wolves. One of them, I thought it was coming right for me. He was angry. All of a sudden, he flew up into the tree, which none of them can. He just all of a sudden flew up into the tree and disappeared.
Wow, that's cool. Maybe the tree ate him.
Killer right. tree.
As you go up in levels, you also gain skills, and some of them, you know, most of them are combat skills, or, you know, I mean, like right now I'm a mercenary, so they're different, like, little fighting and sword techniques and blocking techniques and everything.
I actually got, like, stuck in a tree, so I was like, oh my god, it's devouring me, or I'm defused of the tree. Help me.
Everybody starts off at first level as a vagrant, and at 15th level, you can go on a quest to become a stronger class, such as a mercenary, a magician, an assist, which is like the cleric, or an acrobat, which are like range fighters that utilize bows or yo-yos. Don't ask. I have no
idea. Don't ask. They, like, hit him in the head with yo-yo. Hi-ya, hi-ya,
yeah, I haven't actually seen that yet.
Taste the power of the yo-yo.
I checked the Wikipedia entry, and I found out that as you get at... when you approach 60th level, you actually have a second... There is actually second classes. And there's a whole list of second classes, which I won't get into. Yeah. Another free MMO I checked out briefly was Zero Online, which was a mecha MMO, which seemed really interesting. It had a lot of eye candy, beautiful graphics. Although it's still in alpha, and it looks like it's still a work in progress. I noticed there was a couple of times I couldn't log on, so I guess they're still working out the glitches with that one. Non-RPG-related free stuff that I found on the internet was anybody who's into, like, radio drama or radio theater, I found this really cool website called Dakota Ring Theater. Dakota Ring Theater is basically a podcast radio shows that actually have voice actors that actually take on different character roles. One of my favorites right now is the Red Panda Adventures, which is a 1930s pulp radio show following the adventures of Canada's greatest superhero, the Red Panda, and his trusty sidekick, the fearless fighting female, the Flying Squirrel.
The Flying Squirrel. Nice name.
They also have one called Blackjack Justice, which follows the adventures of Jack Justice, a hard-boiled 1940s detective, and his partner, Trixie Dixon.
Wait a second. Think about it. Flying Squirrel. A sidekick that is a flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Wow, I was just thinking of real Flying Squirrel.
Well, it's just a costume that she wears, and she's just known as the Flying Squirrel, but it's pretty cool, and I'll definitely leave a link to that in my show notes.
Could she fly?
Yeah, she can.
Wow.
I took a look back at our web traffic report for last month, and we did really, really well. Besides U.S. and Canada, I would like to welcome listeners from the Philippines, Norway, United Kingdom, and Germany. If I missed your country, please shoot us an email and let us know at fandomaniacs@gmail.com.
And make sure you yell at him.
Yeah. I mean, those were just the stats for October, so I haven't gotten the stats for November. So if you did visit our website in November, I haven't, and I haven't gotten a chance to catch you yet. So, also, please keep the feedback coming. Our email, again, is fandomaniacs@gmail.com. Next week, we will be reviewing Colonial Gothic from Rogue Games. Richard from Rogue Games has sent us a review copy of the rules. Almost finished reading the rules.
Thank you, Richard.
So as soon as I'm done, probably our next episode, I'm going to do a review of that game. So anyway, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next episode.
Bye-bye.
This has been a production of Fandomaniacs, copyright 2007, fully owned by its host. Our theme music was performed by Third Fire and is licensed under Creative Commons license. Listeners are free to use this show for non-commercial purposes as long as credit is given to Fandomaniacs. For more information, visit us at www.fandomaniacs.com.